Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word, means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah, John McTernan. And John, I have never heard someone dwell on the shortest book in the Bible and get so much information out of it, having to do with what is happening at this second in history in the world. And it's called the Book of Obadiah. Tell me what you found out from Obadiah.
Well, you're right, Sid. It's only 21 verses. They are power-packed. Hardly anyone teaches on them. Anyone preaches on them. It's looked more like a historical book than a prophetic book. But there's a verse in Obadiah which changes the whole game in this, and it's verse 15. The day of the Lord is near upon all the nations. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall be upon thine own head. But the key there is the day of the Lord is near upon all nations. That's what makes this book so relevant for today, and the message of this book so potent for today, Sid, is that it takes it from being a historical book to the time just prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Tell me some of the things that you found out that are like reading today's newspaper.
Well, what's real interesting in it, it talks about, if you understand the historical setting of the book, the first 14 verses, it talks about Edom, which, of course, is also the house of Esau. Edom and Esau go together. And it talks about a curse that came on Esau and for what they did to the Jewish people and why they were cursed. And it was because they hated the Jews, because they tried to steal all the property of the Jews, and they were involved in and stealing that property is the land, by the way. And also, they were involved in killing the Jews.
Now, who is modern-day Edom? What people group?
The Palestinians.
Because
okay. It says they are cursed in Obadiah 1 through 14, but then Obadiah 15 jumps to just prior to the second coming of the Lord. This is a very important concept, because if you don't get this concept, you miss the whole thing. But if you grasp it, the book becomes a living reality. So you've got these first 14 verses laying out these enemies of Israel and why they were cursed. Then the book jumps to verse 15, and it says that if you act like Esau did, like the Edomites did, it will happen to you. And then you get to verse 18, and it says, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall be not any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord had spoken it. So what the Bible is saying here, Sid, is that the curse that the Lord pronounced 2,600 years ago would take place just before the day of the Lord, and that an all-out war, the way it was going to come about, would be an all-out war between the house of Joseph and the house of Esau, and that none of the house of Esau would remain. That's what makes this potent, so potent for today, because right now we are looking at the very possibility of an all-out war between Israel and the Palestinians, between Hamas, and then thrown in with that Hezbollah. I mean, this all-out war that Obadiah is talking about is literally forming as we speak right now.
Tell me what nations, according to Obadiah, or areas, will be destroyed?
That's a very good question. When we look at Obadiah and we study it, it talks about this all-out war, and then it talks literally about the geographic boundaries of the nation of Israel after the war. and Israel is going to move east. Specifically, according to Obadiah, it's going to move east into what today we would call maybe parts of Saudi Arabia and Jordan. It's going to move east into Edom. And then it says Gilead is going to be a part of Israel. Now, Gilead is northern Jordan. It would be today out to where the capital of Amman is. And then, of course, it's north up into where Syria is. So Israel, after this war, Jordan is going to be a part of it because Israel is going to move east. And obviously, I believe that this is also going to be the Isaiah 17 war where Damascus ceases to exist as a nation. So Israel is going to move north into Syria, and then clearly Obadiah says that Israel's border is going to be in, northern border is going to be in Zephirad, which today is a modern city in Lebanon, right where Hezbollah is. The prophet Obadiah, he actually pinpoints today where Hezbollah is in southern Lebanon and says that that is going to be a possession of Israel.
So, what is going to happen to all these settlements with the Palestinians, according to Obadiah?
What's going to happen is always remember verse 15 in Obadiah. As thou hast done to Israel, it shall be done to you. Your reward shall be upon your own head. Because the Palestinians will not make peace with Israel, and Israel has tried many times, but because they won't, the Hamas covenant is to destroy Israel. Hamas has made a covenant, and it said Hamas has been raised to destroy Israel. And I believe Jordan is going to turn against Israel. Because of that, this all-out war, none of them are going to survive. They are going to attempt to literally wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And what's going to happen is they are going to be wiped off the face of the earth.
Well, that begs the question. It looks to me like Iran is about ready to wipe Israel off the face of this earth. At least they're saying it. And at least they have the weapons, and they have the ability to transport these weapons. Will Israel be nuked?
I don't think so, Sid. I think that the Lord is going to intervene one way or another and stop Iran, because after this war, Israel is left standing. In fact, when we look at other scriptures, like Ezekiel 38, because there's another war coming, Israel is extremely prosperous and is at peace. So because of that covenant that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob over the land, God is going to protect Israel from any nuclear weapon that Iran...
What's going to happen to Egypt?
Egypt is going to be destroyed. This caliphate that's forming now, right in front of our very eyes in Egypt...
But wait a second now. It's the Muslim Brotherhood that has control of Egypt, and they're friends with our administration. They're invited to the White House.
Sid, that's very sad. What you said in light of Bible prophecy is frightening, because you're correct. President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton are doing everything they can to promote and put the Muslim Brotherhood in power, and the Muslim Brotherhood has made it clear that their goal is to create an Islamic caliphate with Jerusalem as the capital, not Cairo, but Jerusalem. And the United States of America has done everything they can to put these people in power, that their goal is to destroy Israel and to make Jerusalem the capital of a Muslim caliphate.
Okay, that begs the question. What's going to happen to America?
Not good, Sid. It's not good in light of all, I call them warning judgments, that has hit America since 1991, promoting an Islamic caliphate
Now, when you say Islamic caliphate, describe what you mean.
A caliphate means pan-Islamic union. That's what a caliphate is. It's where all the Islamic like tribes and nations get together to form a union.
Is that what Psalm 83 is talking about?
That's a very good question. Psalm 83 talks about a confederation of nations, and a caliphate definitely would fit a confederation of nations that comes against Israel. Psalm 83 and Obadiah tie together. And in the DVD teaching, I do that. I tie it together and show how Obadiah and Psalm 83 is the same. It's talking about the same incident.
Well, you know, I wish we had these DVDs in every home, because you have maps and you show the modern day names. And I mean, it'll be like reading next year's newspaper today. And imagine the wisdom you would have if you knew what was going to happen in the world just before it happens. In your opinion, John, is there any chance at all that Iran will end up being nuked?
What happens when we understand the prophetic word is Iran survives this war, but its military machine to destroy Israel with long-range missiles, planes, and weapons of mass destruction does not survive, because Iran is in league with Russia in the great battle described in Ezekiel 38 and 39. So Iran survives, but its military capability to destroy Israel does not survive.
When you are reading the book of Obadiah, what is going on inside your innermost being, in your spirit?
Well, Sid, the book of Obadiah is such a warning for the hour we live in. Literally, this little book is for the very moment we're alive. And the warning that is in this book, do not touch the nation of Israel. Be a blessing to the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. It leaps off the pages. It's just exploding off the pages. And it's right for today.
I have to urge everyone that's listening to us right now to get these three DVDs. It's America's Fatal Mistake, subtitled, It Doesn't Have to Be Yours. Maps, it explains from the Bible exactly where we are, where we're going. It's the clearest presentation I have ever seen. Now, short of the Bible, one of the most important prophetic books I know was written by my friend John McTernan. It's called As America Has Done to Israel. The three DVDs and the book, available for a gift of $45. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.